This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, it's funny, as we talk about being blocked and things going on and that kind of stuff, I just got an email from somebody who knows James O'Keefe from the Veritas Project and said that he was just banned by Twitter, or he was put in, I guess, his Twitter jail or something like that. You know, his video is going viral. We played one of them earlier, and so his videos are going viral, and they're making people crazy, right? Because he's caught people flat out. Now, you can go over to his website and see them, obviously, but you get a lot more play, a lot more action when you put them out on Twitter or Facebook. So let me see. What do they have here? They put him in jail for 12 hours. And probably because his... Because he was getting so much traction, they couldn't handle it. And it's just not... So apparently, they just can't handle... I wish I had that thing up that I have. You can't handle the truth kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, close some of these windows so I can actually see what the heck I'm doing here. That would be great. The guy I like, I always enjoy playing his clips. And I have to be careful playing his clips or Facebook will put me in prison. They're not fans of his. But Mark Dice, on a regular basis, does, the man in the street kind of thing. And he goes, people say, well, yeah, he goes to where the dumb people are. Well, so what, all dumb, the beach is nothing but dumb people? Is that what you're saying? That's kind of what that's the way you're making it sound. And I don't buy that for a minute. So he goes out to the beach, and he goes out to, malls, places where you have a lot of maybe young people, maybe a mix of people. Yeah, you actually can have a mix of people at the beaches and such. And he gets their input, and some of the stuff he does, signing petitions to squelch the First Amendment. I always got a kick out of that because I don't think really people knew what they were signing. Let me rephrase that. Sorry. I'd like to believe that people didn't know what they were signing. Sweet Jesus, please tell me they didn't know what they were signing. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, so here he is. He's out on the beach, and he's gone in front of a whole bunch of young people, and he told them that he wants to know how they feel about ending women's suffrage. And that we should do it before election day, shouldn't we? Now, most of these people, I know, and I've had this problem before, they have no clues to what it means. And they don't have the guts to say, you know what, I don't know what that means. Take a listen. See if I can play this.
Ending, helping to end women's suffrage is a good cause for them to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Anything Beyonce can do to end.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen, right? Anything Beyonce can do to help end women's suffrage.
And women's suffrage probably will help out, you think?
Yeah. I think she'd be good with that, too, because everybody...
I love when it does this. But
I should have recorded it. It's my fault, so they could have played it clean. But the reality here is that he is, again, out with young people, talking about things going on in politics, and they come across like they have a clue, and they don't. Let's see if I can get this cranking here, because I hate to lose this.
Which probably will help out, you think?
Yeah, I think she'd be good with that, too, because everybody looks up to her. So.
I'll try, you know what?
I think she'd do good in something like that.
And with, you know, ending the women's suffrage, probably about time we do that.
No, notice what he's saying. He's talking about ending women's suffrage. Now, he's not going into detail, and I don't think he should either. They look so, and I had the video up there a minute ago, they look so like they have a clue to what they're talking about, right? Like they've studied it, they understand it, they know what it means. And they don't have a clue.
That with the way things are going, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be soon.
Okay. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes.
To help end the women's suffrage?
Yes.
Do you support their plan to end women's suffrage?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into we're all into ending women's suffrage. There's only one problem. It doesn't exist anymore. And these people vote. Right? They vote. When you think about this, and you think about these people, and he's asking mostly women. He's asking them. So it's kind of like what we've gone through on the show before, when I keep telling you guys. We've got people who don't know when the Civil War was. They don't know who we won our independence from. They don't know who we were trying to free during the Civil War. They couldn't tell you who we were fighting during the Civil War. Right? Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? So if we have people that are uneducated, that don't have a clue, don't you think we're in trouble? Like, big-time trouble? I don't know. I'm going to try to get that after the break. I'm going to try to pull it up and get it and play it. Because I think it's a big deal. I think we need to hear on a regular basis how bad it is. All right, some of you may have missed this on WikiLeaks. I know I'm jumping around a little bit because I can't play that clip right now. I have to check it during the break. But some of you may have seen or heard the bumper music that just started that tells me that we're going to a break. I'm Joe Vecenio, your host. Listen to The Real Side. When we come back, we'll either have the Mark Dice clip, or we're actually going to name the people that were the reporters and the networks that are involved in covering up for Hillary. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back.
Ow.
You're listening to The Real Side here on Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air is texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the feed, being part of the chat room, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to truly get involved. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And, you know, I love to get to these stories. I think I got like 30 stories up on my screen. If you could see it, you'd go, oh, my God, what are you looking at? And I want to do them all, but I can't. But the one I want to get back to, and I love what he does. I mean, Mark Dice, there's some stuff he does I just think are whacked and out there, and there's some stuff he does I think are great. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, you know, when I watch this stuff, I go, look, he's got to be cherry-picking. But he doesn't cherry-pick, because he does the whole gambit. He's got older people and younger people, when he hits one on the head, when he finds somebody who actually has a clue as to what they're talking about, it's a home run for him. He gets all excited about it. So let's try to play it again. And I want you to hear what he has, what these people are saying. Listen carefully. This is the youth. These are the people that are going to be voting on your nursing home. You know what I'm saying?
Bridge is a good cause for them to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Anything Beyonce can do to end women's suffrage probably will help out, you think?
Yeah. I think she'd be good with that, too, because everybody looks up to her. So I think she'd do good in something like that.
Now, her words, everybody looks up to her. Right? I posted pictures the other day of Beyonce doing it. What do they call them? Crutch thrusts or something? I know, right? You needed that, especially since you just had dinner or something like that. But, I mean, think about it. So she is the role model, or a role model, according to this young lady.
And with, ending the women's suffrage, probably about time we do that with the way things are going, right?
Yeah. I think it'll be soon.
Okay. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Now, this girl, she can't wait to get it out of her mouth. She's so excited about this, she can't wait to get her point across. Or to let somebody hear what she has to say. I love it.
Yes.
To help end the women's suffrage. Yes. Do you support their plan to end women's suffrage?
Yeah.
Probably
I think
long
that's
overdue.
Good. That should be in place everywhere.
And again, why is it that we as Americans, I'll bet you a third of these people have no clue whatsoever. No clue whatsoever what women's suffrage is. They're thinking in their head that women are suffering all over America. Now, the beauty is that if you can see the video, okay, there are young ladies roller skating by, biking by, walking by, having a great day at the beach. Yeah, it looks like they're suffering terribly because they're all in burkas, right? They're all covered from head to toe. They're all being beat by guys with sticks and robes themselves, right?
Today's society, I'm not sure why we still have that problem.
That's right. Yeah, right? That's right. So I think
proof that she has no clue what she's talking about.
It's good.
Ending women's suffrage.
That's right. We need to end it.
End it. Thank you.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry have set aside their differences. They were beefing for the longest time, and now they're working.
Now, I'll tell you what an old white fart I am. I have no clue whether he's telling the truth or not. Were they? How about my social life? Can you tell me whether they were really beefing or arguing? I don't know. I really don't care.
Working together to help end women's suffrage. Do you think, are you on board with that? You support the cause?
Sure. No one should suffer, so.
The women, especially.
See that? Yeah, sure, I support the cause. Nobody should suffer. Your lady, you're making me suffer. You know why? Because people like you vote, and you don't have a clue. This is why our founding father said if we didn't have an educated electorate, we were screwed. That's what was going to bring us down. That was what was going to be the problem, or be problematic, if you would.
Oh. Yeah, the women shouldn't have suffrage.
You're making me suffer. I need to go.
That was a good one.
To end this women's suffrage, yeah. Absolutely. I would support it. I would go to that concert, front row. Woo!
Okay. So, she'd go to a concert to end women's suffrage. I'm sure one concert will do it. I am playing this just to make you nuts. Just so you can hear, if you've got nieces and nephews, if there are young people in your family, if you have any input, even if you have to become the uncle or the grandparent that the kids hate going over the house because all he does is tell me that I shouldn't be doing this and we should be watching the Constitution, we should be watching our laws, we should be respectful to our police officers, that kind of stuff.
A lot of people are hoping that before the November election that we'll get to finally end women's suffrage. Do you think that's a good, a good goal to have? Is that a good time?
Now, some of you notice that her, if you're watching, her face is blurred. And the reason he says is that her answers were so dumb and her friends were so mad at him for doing this to her. He didn't do it to her. She did it to herself. She did it to herself because she's not paying attention in school because these things weren't important to her, right? You kids, forgive me. You young people walk the streets. You rollerblade around. You want to run around half naked. You want to be able to say what you want to say to the police. And What you don't realize is the thing that gives you the right to do that is the Constitution. Those old white guys that made the Constitution, they're the ones that give you, although I don't think they ever envisioned this. I really don't. I don't think they ever had this in mind. I'm sorry.
Timeline to...
I think it would be an amazing milestone. I don't think it's going to happen because men are always going to think that women are less capable than men, but...
We could only pray and...
It's already happened, lady. And you know who passed it? Do you know who made it happen? The Republicans made it happen. Not the Democrats. The Republicans. The conservative Republicans made it happen. They fought for women's rights. They fought for a woman's right to vote. Not the Democrats. I want to pound that home. I want to be clear with that.
Hope that...
And the other thing is that... Does anybody know... I mean, come on, guys. Really, seriously. This is for the men. Women, you can stick your fingers in your ears if you want to. Does anybody know a married couple where a guy actually thinks his wife is beneath him? Dumber than him? Less educated? Can't do as much as he can? I mean, because you're looking at somebody who won't be married long. You're probably looking at a flaming lunatic. Because I don't feel that way about her at all. She's better educated than I am. She can, you know, move, so she can do more than I can at times. We both have our strengths and weaknesses. They need to get over themselves.
It could happen before the election, wouldn't you agree?
Hope and pray, yes.
That women's suffrage ends before the election.
Hope and pray, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Any should we?
I like that. Hope and pray. Hope and pray. How many times do you have to say hope and pray? Right? It's already done. That's the thing that freaks me out when they do stuff like that. It's already done. I'm Joe Senior Host. We'll finish up on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Really, don't go far. You're going to miss a good fan.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Sorry about that. I know some of you were listening, and it kicked you off there for a second. God, I'm losing my voice. Thank God we're getting close. We're talking about women's suffrage. And the wonderfully smart people, God, the wonderfully smart people that are responding to Mark Dice. You know, like I said, he's out at the beach doing his thing. And hopefully they won't kick us off again. I hate when they do this. They don't like Mark Dice very much. He makes them crazy. And so when I play his clips, they have a tendency to shut the show down. They always say it's for a TOC violation, but they never tell me what it is. Anyhow, there's only about a minute left of this. Let's see if I can get through it without them canning it again. But there's a little piece of this where you've got this young lady who thinks that women have been suffering way too long. And it's time we pass a law to fix it. And it's time we make it right for women all over the country and all over the world. And she has no clue what women's suffrage means.
Any, should we do anything other than that, or like implement some sort of tactical actions to end women's suffrage?
I don't know if there's anything that can be done. I think we just need to keep doing what we're doing.
I wonder if she knows what we're doing. You think?
Because we're making good progress ending women's suffrage.
Great progress has been made, but I don't think it's done. I think it needs to keep happening.
And I'm not so sure. You know, when they talk in generality like that, you know they don't have a clue to what they're talking about. And we need to drive the point. This is why, you hear me, I get tongue-tied. I get frustrated, I get tongue-tied. Because I keep coming back to the fact that we need to reach out to our young people. We need to be the grandparents, nieces, I'm sorry, grandparents, uncles, aunts, dads, whatever. Whatever you are to that family, whatever you are to that person. We need to be the one that's out there speaking with them, working with them, trying to help them, trying to make sure they understand what the heck it is they're watching, talking about, tweeting. As I say, if it isn't 140 characters or less, it doesn't matter. They won't pay attention to it. It's too much to read. I would love to. I would love to do a thing. I'd like to find out how. I'd like to find out. Never mind. It's stupid. Forget about it, stupid. See, even I said I was being stupid. All right, let's get to some of the Hillary brain surgeons. We're up on the last couple segments anyhow. So the Hillary supporters, you know what? They couldn't handle. They couldn't handle a free speech wall at Colorado State University. So they tore it down. Right? And they compared Donald. I love these mantras they pick up. Right? So they compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. They tore down. Now think about this. Think of the irony behind this. They tore down a free speech wall while screaming Donald Trump was like Adolf Hitler. The Hillary Clinton supporters, and they had Clinton shirts on, you can see them. They were incensed by slogans on that wall, Make America Great Again, and Free Milo. And they said it was their right, because it was on public property, to dismantle the wall. So this is where these people are brain dead, because they haven't figured out, you don't have a right to destroy other people's property. If you want to protest and you don't like it, you don't get to tear it down. What you get to do is protest. You walk with signs in front of it. You walk up and down the walkway there. A free speech wall was erected by conservative students at the Colorado State University, and by Tuesday, it was torn down. The wall erected on the campus by a student organization known as the Conservative Interest Group was intended to serve as a platform for all students to exercise their First Amendment rights. But when some dissenters noticed phrases like Make America Great Again and Free Milo etched on the wall, they began to dismantle it while they were shouting profanities. Now, there's a shock. Come on. You mean Hillary supporters would shout profanities? You know, if she's not for all the nasties and the nasty language, why don't she just come out and say it? And not always say, you know, hey, those people on the right, they need to stop. Just say, look, if you're on my side or their side, whatever person you're supporting, stay away from the language. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be this mean. You don't have to be this hateful, right? Couldn't she do that? As a combat veteran, I can say blank, tiny-handed Hitler and anybody who supports him, said one protester. He went on to say, that's a fascist blankety-blank, and he's going to get what he deserves. This is from the loving side, right? This is from the side that says they're tolerant, aren't they? Another protester was filmed aggressively forcing Trump supporters to take a picture with her next to a Hillary Clinton sign. Now, again, aren't these the... Can you imagine if I laid my hand on one of these people, tried to force him to take a picture with me? At one point, an unknown protester began to scream at the event organizers for several minutes on end, eventually being approached by a man who identified himself as a fellow Democrat in order to warn his peer that her behavior could reflect poorly on Hillary supporters. She went on to say, if anything is going to reflect badly on CSU, I think it's going to be, so why are you talking to me about something looking bad when we really should be talking about this? And she pointed to the sign as she was screaming at the other Democrat, who eventually just walked away. They can't even talk about it. This is what I'm saying to you. They go from zero to out of their minds in no seconds at all. You can't even have an open dialogue. You can't even have open conversation with them. Now, I shouldn't say that in such a broad brush, because I do have Democrat friends I can sit and speak with, I can sit and talk to, that will have a rational conversation with them. I may not agree with their points. I may not even agree with their facts, or the facts they say they have. And when we're done talking, it's what we do. We can order a hamburger, right? We can enjoy lunch together and move on, because we've got other things we can talk about and not just politics. The same girl later shouted down more conservative students, saying racism is an ideology, but claiming that it's not a two-way street because it can only affect non-white individuals. Apparently, being on college hasn't helped her at all. She has no idea what racism is. Earlier during the event, the same girl suggested deporting all white guys who could be potential shooters and miss shooting victims because statistics show that you're more likely to do that than anyone else, adding, so why don't we get you the blank out of here? I think she should be Hillary's right-hand man. They have the same vocabulary. Eventually, the wall was knocked down by a crutch-wielding student and several other angry protesters, one of whom shouted, blank fascists, blank you, and then he walked away. Again, no clue. They have no clue what they're talking about. This is why they get so aggravated. Because, you know, when you run out of words, when you run out of the argument, when you have no more facts left to fight with, you get violent. That's what they do. That comes from Obama. When you run out of facts, when you got nothing to sell, you just start accusing and you get nasty. That's what he said about his opponents all the time, didn't he? Juan Caro, chairman of the conservative interest group, told Campus Reform that while his demonstration rallied a lot of the conservative support, many students were immediately shouted down when expressing their political views, and that he personally was called an ignorant Hispanic, stupid, and blanked in the head for supporting Trump. So I guess you're only accepted as a Hispanic if you're a Democrat that supports Hillary at any cost. You're only accepted as a black person or an African-American if you're accepted of Hillary and you're not liking Trump. He went on to say, the entire time I was wondering where the love in love Trump's hate was. No kidding. All I witnessed as a Hispanic male was the horrible white shaming of my fellow students. Carroll also noted that the group of progressive students recently held a similar rally on campus, during which they hung a Trump pinata from a tree. He said, I didn't see any conservative protesters screaming, vandalizing, and shaming anyone for their beliefs. But we built a free speech wall on campus, and they can't stand it. Does this not show you how messed up they are, really, between the ears? Big time? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening out there. I appreciate the time. It's funny, during the breaks, I kind of go through and see what you guys are sending me and what I need to read. And like a small novel here. What I'd like you to do for me, some of my listeners, write this down. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Here's what I want. I would like for you to send me a link to anything. I know I'm going to regret this. I want you to send me a link to anything that Hillary has said, done, reported on, a link to a newspaper article, a link to whatever, where she's been filthy or nasty or degrading somebody. Okay? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little thing together. And every time I see a post or I see something, and I do this with people and other things, that pulls up something from Trump 30 years ago, I'm just going to slam them with 10 or 12 or 15 things that Hillary has done recently. Because because of where I'm at, I will get somebody will try to post something or send me something that says, and what about this? And what about that? And what about this? That he did. Somebody just posted a piece that goes all the way back to Letterman days. And Donald had to be young because he had brown hair in the picture. But I want to be able to slam them with that. Because they conveniently forget. That's why they hate the interweb thing. They hate it because that you can find all their old stuff. You know how much work before the internet it would take to do the kind of research you needed to do to find them? You're not going to find much about them on Google either. You got to go other places. Somebody else sent me, another Christian friend of mine sent me, don't take this at face value. Give me a minute, okay? Sent me a link to Hookers for Jesus. And says, do you hold a pass against others? And now these aren't active hookers. These aren't young ladies that are prostituting today. Right? For Jesus. They are hookers / prostitutes that now no longer engage in the activity. And they're out there trying to help others get out of it as well. They know what it's like to be stuck in it. They know what it's like to have that happen. And they're just trying to help. They're trying to help others get away from it. Now, should those not be allowed to do that? I mean, heck, they've asked for forgiveness. They've moved on. Who else better to help? Anyway, I just had to hit those when they first came up. So we were talking about the Hillary clan, the Hillary mindset, the mindset of the progressive left that says, you know, freedom of speech, nah, we're not interested unless it's our speech, what we're saying, and what we believe to be truth. You know, interesting enough, you see this on a regular basis. When the left has a protest, right, these pro-choice protests, any of that stuff, it's a freebie. They think they should be allowed to do that without anybody interfering with them. But when the right does a protest of any kind, like this was, you know, the freedom of speech wall, the left thought that they had the ability to come in and rip it down. With that picture, when the pinata of Trump was hanging from a tree, they wouldn't let somebody from the right come in and rip that down and tell them how bad it was, right? So it's not equality, people. Get it through your head. It has nothing to do with equality. It has everything in the world to do with control. They want control, not equality. Can we get that straight? Which is why you have to fight back. You've got to be more forceful, more aggressive, more assertive, whatever word you want to use. Whatever makes you feel smarter, happier, or you can work with. That's the only way this is going to work. You need to call them out on their tomfoolery. You need to call them out on their stupidity. Every single time. Do I have time to pull this other one off? I do, and I'm going to. So, I get in these Facebook, and I love it, because I think it shows you exactly where they're at. I get in these Facebook conversations with people, and I'll type so fast, so sometimes I don't say everything I want to say. They would probably get bored and leave at that point. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that picture of the 4, I guess they call it 4D, and it's a picture of a baby in a mom's womb. And I didn't put it up there to start any kind of political conversation, because I usually don't have political conversations on my personal Facebook page. I have a radio Facebook page, a media Facebook page, and that's what I use it for. So I said that I thought 3D was good, but 4D is, like, outrageous. And it's not a ball of cells. Look at it. It's dancing around. And you can see. You can see its arms, its legs, its head. You can see it dancing around in there. And so I had 50-plus people, you know, jump in with not that that's a big number. You know, I'm just trying to say, I had 50 people, friends and non-friends alike. You know, people who can't stand me, can stand me, whatever. Hop on there and like, wow, that's cool. That's great. What a great little thing. What an awesome little picture, that kind of stuff. And there's always one in the crowd, isn't there? There's always one. I won't give you the name of the person because they didn't plan on this. So I put the picture up there, and their response was, there are so many children out there looking for homes. It's incredible that it's not a fetus. It's a baby, older than 2 months. I had a miscarriage at 2 months, and it looked nothing like that baby. So I popped back, and I said to her, look, I'm sorry for your loss. I really am, because I believe they are babies right after conception. or at conception, after whatever that point is. Anyway, so I believe they're babies. And so if it dies, if the baby dies, then you should give somebody your condolences, right? I think you should. I've even read books that say that when you have a miscarriage, you should name the baby and you should bury the baby. And the reason they say that is because there's many women who go through their lives carrying that with them because there's no real closure. It was discarded like a piece of tissue, and it does bother them. And it's sad. It really is sad. I can only imagine. I've never had a miscarriage. None of my kids, you know, I never had to go through a miscarriage. I'll put it that way. But then it went on. The person had to come back with, I don't think I said anything nasty at that point. So the person came back with, I'm very pro-choice. I don't claim to be God. No human is. And I don't believe that the state should have a right or the church to judge or decide what the woman does with her body. And it's real lengthy. I won't read you the whole thing. But I thought what was hilarious was I didn't ask whether she was pro-choice or not. I didn't ask whether she was for or against abortion. I simply put up a picture and just said, isn't this great, you know, 3D to 4D. But for some reason, this person felt like she had to come in and she had to attack and she had to kind of say that, hey, I don't claim to be God and you shouldn't either. And the state shouldn't be involved. Okay. Cool. I'm good with that. The state shouldn't be involved. You're right. So get them out, all right? And now you have no more law to protect you because you don't want the state involved. Or do you want to just be able to do anything you want to do? And you're right. I'm not God. But why does the mother get to play God? See, that's always been my argument. Why does the mother get to play God? When you have a child in the womb, let's say it's 2 months old, 3 months old, 2 months old, mom is walking on her way to the abortion clinic. She's got an appointment. Maybe she doesn't have a car. She's walking. It's only a couple blocks from the house. Not a big deal. Right? I'm driving down the road. I've had a little bit too much to drink. Right? I end up jumping a curb and hitting her. She falls. And nothing happens to her particularly, but the baby dies. I could be brought up on manslaughter charges. Really, that's, what do they call it, negligent manslaughter, whatever. But I can be brought up on a kind of manslaughter charges. But you can only kill a human. I'm thoroughly confused by this. They seem not to have a problem with this at all. I can only kill a human. Right? Manslaughter is exactly what it means. You have to kill mankind, or you have to kill a human. Yet the mother, if I had waited 20 more minutes, she would have had aborted a tissue. So for her, because of the law, because of what she believes it's a piece of tissue, if I hit it, it's a human being. Well, where does the transformation take place? She couldn't respond. She couldn't deal with it. I said, so here's what happens. Basically, you're giving the mother the ability to decide, the baby carrier, you're giving them the ability to decide when the life ends. No, not when it begins. She decided that when she had sex. He did too. And when she couldn't fight me on any of this other stuff, she went on to how men are not responsible. Most men don't take care of the kids. Most men don't stay with the woman. I don't know what planet she lives on. I'll tell you how that came about. I don't have enough time. Maybe I'll rant on that tomorrow. But we need to start teaching our men to be men. We need to start teaching our boys to be men. We need to start teaching them to take their rightful place. We need to start teaching them to push back on society. It is okay to believe in a traditional family. It's okay to take care of your family. It's okay to want to be the man slash woman of the house, whatever it is. It's okay to have a traditional family. Because we've been trying it the way for the libs want to do it for years. And look where it's got us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Come on back tomorrow. I'll be here. Hopefully you'll join me. Have a great rest of the day.